Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, Jay getting on the field to play football. Okay, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You hear Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You could check us out on the ESPN app, probably already on your phone. Take us anywhere, listen live. We're on ESPN, too. You can download the podcast on your smart speaker. You can listen to KJM. Just say play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
How hot is it in New York right now, fellas?
It's 70s.
Yeah, 70s. It's not bad.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's 70s?
It's starting to become like that fall weather here, Key.
Yeah, but we still got
it's hotter than fish grease out here.
Yeah, huh?
God.
Like how hot?
It's in the hundreds. I mean, it's hot. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel. I like it. It's just uncomfortable.
That
like,
hot.
I tried to. So I went. Yesterday I got my hair cut and I got it outside instead of in the. Because my dude can't. Don't worry about all that. I got it outside.
I'm like, but if it's hot, why are you getting your hair cut out? Take me to the AC. What?
No, okay. I just.
I like how he started going down. All right.
Yeah. Just don't worry about all that. I got it cut outside. And I didn't realize as I was sitting there getting it cut, I'm like, man, damn, it's hot.
Starting to sweat for no reason.
Man, I had all the, it wasn't right. I had to move to the shade to get, I had to get to the shade. It was hot. God, it was hot.
And they tell everyone not to turn on the AC. I love that. That drives me
crazy. Yeah, you know, you get the, I don't know if y'all, no, because you're over there, you're not getting it. So and I get the emails from Southern California Edison, the electric company or whatever you want to call it. And they give you this whole long paragraphs and all this about don't do this and turn off that. And if you have an electric car, maybe you don't want to plug it. I'm like, well, how the hell do you expect me to get to the store to get food if I can't plug my car up? It's just crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them, like in New York, Con Edison had a, I don't know if they still have a monopoly, but for years had a monopoly in New York on energy. And then when it would be a hot heat wave in the summer, they tell everyone to turn off the AC. Hold on, time out. That's when we need the energy. Try this. Do your job.
Wait, Key, how the haircut thing work in the heat?
That's why I had to move. But that's why I had to move to the shade because I was also sweating.
Yeah.
Meek was trying to, and when Meek was cutting me up, it just wasn't right.
You get away. You wind up with a. Not with a lineup, with what? Zigzag.
No, I'm straight. Yeah.
No, I'm saying if you stay in the heat, you got.
Okay.
No, it was hot. It was hot, though. Hey, it's hot out here, dog.
Well, the hair looked right, though. It looked right.
Hit you with a straight razor or just the clippers?
No, he hit me with the clippers. Meek, the coldest barber going, so I ain't even tripping. He one of the coldest barbers going. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Meek, man. I'm just telling you.
That's the fourth shout out to Meek. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, except for Key, who's sweating in California.
That's what I was asking about, the drip.
No, the dye come after he hit me up, then we dye him up. I ain't got no problem saying I dye my hair. I ain't one of them dudes that be acting like they don't dye, walking around with shoe polish. Look, I ain't got no shoe polish on mine. You can zoom in on mine. I'm good, baby. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? I just, the grays, because, you know, it's a family thing. My family, my mom was all grayed up. Mm-hmm. My sisters are grayed up. I just feel like, you know, the grays, and I get patches. I get patches. I don't get solid. Patches.
Yeah. I like the gray hair. I got gray hair. I just.
I don't mind the grays, but I just, it's patchy.
Yeah.
And I don't like patchy.
Like you got gray paint splattered on your head.
I don't like that.
How often? Like, what's the rate?
I'm probably 3 week guy, I guess, before the grays start to come back.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm in the sun a lot. So I'm in the sun a lot, so it bleeds. It bleeds my hair and it starts to turn blonde. And I'll show you in a couple weeks some of my tips turn blonde because I'm in the sun a lot.
He's a blonde. How often do you shave your head?
That I'm not.
You got to keep that crispy.
Could you imagine me as dark as I am being a blonde? How would I look?
I heard looking like Dennis
Rodman.
That'd
be like, it's the style, right? Like
blonde hair, blue eyes, off, though, and dark.
Got to get contact lenses, right? Yeah.
All right, Max. Max, we want to save our jobs. Move it along.
Yeah. So
blonde hair, blue
Josh
eyes.
Allen is he's the odds-on favorite to win the MVP, regular season MVP. The Bills are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl, and so I imagine Josh Allen's also the odds-on favorite to win Super Bowl MVP, right? If those first two things are true.
Yeah.
Key, Yes. Is there anything, but I know you're a very Parcellian, you have to show me before I believe it type guy. Is there anything that Josh Allen and the Bills can do week one, tonight, to make you, to prove something to you against the defending champs?
Well, they don't really, and I know it's a cliche and it sounds weird, but they don't need it to prove anything to me, right? What they need to do is prove something to themselves as a unit, as a team. When you travel from across the country to the West Coast and you are heavily favored against the Super Bowl champions and you go into their building on a night that I'm assuming, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming they're going to drop the banner and do the whole celebration, and you go in there and you pop them, you're proving something to yourself. You're proving that you belong. The Buffalo Bills, in my opinion, since they've been on this ride, what has been their Josh Allen signature win? Do they have one?
They have a signature moment against Mahomes, but it was in a loss. When you think Josh Allen's big game, you think of the loss to
Slick Max. Who got the ball at the end of the game, hence why the rule changed.
Right.
But that's not what I said, though. I didn't ask y'all that. I said, where's the signature win?
Right, no, that's what I'm saying.
Signature moment. He doesn't have it. He had a signature walk from the tunnel to the sideline. That's not what I'm asking.
Would this be a signature win if he beats the Rams primetime kickoff, you know, starts the season defending champs?
Absolutely.
So this would be a signature, his signature win so far.
Yeah, you're beating the Super Bowl champions at home. You are a favorite, not an underdog. And you're on national TV where the world is watching now, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first game. This isn't the ninth game on a Sunday at 4:15. This is the first game that kicks off the 2022 season. What other signature moment do you need?
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm excited for the first game of the season, considering White is out for their secondary and the Bills. You know, a team is not complete. I know, you know, all teams would deal with injuries. This is the best both teams will ever feel at the beginning of the season. But, like, I just want to see a good game. I'm not going to come out tomorrow and say, oh, I told you, like, it's going to be a defining moment for either team. It's not, because we were there last year. I mean, there were teams last year that we thought, hey, they're going to be there. They didn't end up being there. So how does it look to me about where you are health-wise, mid towards end season, coming into form, is the bigger takeaway for me when we get there?
Josh Allen on Kyle Brandt's basement was
asked
about.
And it's a 2.5-point favorite, man. Buffalo's a 2. It's almost like a pick 'em.
He was asked if a quarterback should be fearless. Jay, want to hear what he had to say?
Sure.
There's certain times where being fearless is better than understanding, you know, I can't make this throw and finding my check down. But to have that internal belief of I can make every single throw on the field, I see things, you know, as they're happening, as they're unfolding, I've done my preparation that I don't have to be scared about, you know, missing a key from the boundary safety. You know, I know where my eyes are at. I know what they're trying to do on defense, and I can go out there and execute and try to play at a high level because, again, of the preparation throughout the week.
So Josh Allen, who does not yet – his signature moment has come in a loss to Patrick Mahomes. He does not yet have that – you know, when you think Josh Allen, biggest win, you're right, Key. It's nothing really jumps to mind. Maybe this would be it. Here's the odds to win 2022 MVP. Josh Allen is plus 650. He's the odds. He's the favorite. Patrick Mahomes plus 800. Justin Herbert plus 900. Brady plus 900. Rodgers plus 1,000. Burrow plus 1,300. Russell Wilson plus 1,600. And so is Stafford. I would have Lamar Jackson up on that list. I think that's one they're missing. The FPI gives the Rams a 56% chance to win the game. Is that key, you think, because of the Tre'Davious White injury?
I don't know that. I think what happens is the Bills are America's favorite right now coming into the preseason. I think when you look at the Rams last year, a lot of people still, even though they won the Super Bowl, it doesn't feel like they won the Super Bowl. They're not necessarily getting the hype and the credit rolling into the 2022 season. It's almost like the Buffalo Bills are the ones who won the Super Bowl. Because of all the hype that's around them, the Von Miller acquisition, bringing in Von, all the Josh Allen wasn't his fault. You know, every time you speak of the Buffalo Bills, the first thing people say is, well, it wasn't his fault that they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, but they still lost. And I think when you look at the Rams are a team that all they've done is replace the same player. What I mean by that is they got rid of Robert Woods, when he got injured, they went out and got OBJ. When OBJ got injured, guess what? They went out and got Allen Robinson.
Bobby Wagner for Von Miller, even though it's not exactly the same thing.
They get Bobby Wagner for Von Miller, although they don't play the same position. He can play the Will or the Mike and every now and then, I'm sure, in this particular defense with Raheem Morris. He'll line him up at times on the edge to see if he can get some pass rush there. I like what they've done. I think they're a very, very good opponent for a lot of teams in the National Football League, but I also think that they're a team that's right on the cusp of being a, you know, another Super Bowl contending team. I think they're right on that edge of being that team. I think Green Bay, New Orleans, and possibly Tampa Bay are right there with the Rams.
They got to get the deal done, but what's the biggest hurdle for Lamar and the Ravens, Jay, to get a deal done? First, this word from Omega Accounting. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Let Omega Accounting Solutions help. There are numerous tax credits for big businesses, right? Everyone knows that. Large corporations have been taking advantage of these for decades. The big guys take advantage. Well, the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC, is finally a subsidy made exclusively for small businesses. But it has a limited window of opportunity. Omega can help your business get a $26,000 refund for each employee with the ERC. This powerful tax credit's based on the wages and health care costs you paid employees during the pandemic. This is money you already paid the government, and you can get it back. Omega is a BBB partner with 15 years' experience navigating tax incentives. They've recovered over $300 million in cash ERC refunds for customers in the last 6 months alone. From restaurants to solar companies, your business could be next. Get started now by calling Omega 800-704-2000. Or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com for a free consultation before the government's filing window closes and this refund is gone for good.
If I'm Lamar Jackson, give me more than Kyler Murray and I'm good.
He doesn't have an agent. Better in agents? They're saying he's a dream client.
Sometimes you cannot listen to your agent. He certainly deserves his money.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Los Angeles Rams.
Super Bowl winning quarterback, a team trying to repeat.
They have a great team with great players, but they would lose their starting quarterback. The alternative doesn't look very good.
The offensive line without Andrew Whitworth, Austin Corbett, doesn't block the defensive line of the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Josh Allen won. He's the MVP, projected MVP in the eyes of many. He's got everything he needs on offense.
He's a quarterback that provides the complete package, and you throw the hell out of the ball.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio. So the almost 10 million people who follow Adam Schefter on Twitter received the following information moments ago.
Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford underwent an off-season elbow procedure to deal with the pain he experienced last season and to help prepare for this season, per sources. Despite questions about his elbow, Stafford is now said to feel better today than he did at this time last year. And look who joins us now. The man himself, Adam Schefter.
It's great to be in studio. Great to be with you in person, Max. Great to be with you, Jay, and I'm very glad not to be with Key as well.
Well, I see you.
Hey,
I see. I just saw you yesterday, Shefty. I feel like we got a new budget to get him into the studio.
Hey, like, I haven't seen Shefty in years.
Of football season. You know, got to be here. Wouldn't miss this, and very exciting to be here.
I hadn't seen you in so long. I thought that you were just, you were
a satellite robot.
Protection program back at home.
Yeah, I thought maybe I was imagining it. Shefty was really an algorithm. So Key is telling me, because I'm like, one of the things I want to see is I want to look at Stafford throw this ball tonight, right? Against a live defense, the whole thing. And Key's like, man, you really bought into that elbow thing, da-da-da-da. Tell us, how concerned should we be? What are we looking at here?
Listen, it's a quarterback, it's an elbow, so you always have questions. But I think it's a little overstated. I mean, he feels better this year than he did at this time last year. And he had some work done on the elbow during the offseason, had a procedure done on it to combat some of the pain that he experienced last year. By the way, when he had all the pain last year, he still was second in the NFL in touchdown passes. So that wasn't bad, and he feels better than he does. And in talking to various people around the Rams, I'm like, how's he looked at practice? They're like, looks better than he ever has. Looks like he's throwing the football around like there's no issues. And I know that it's been a narrative that's followed him all summer long because they've rested that elbow, they've been smart with it, but I think it's calculated and planned out, and they're just preserving the arm because they know he's had some pain and they know that he had the work done during the offseason, and they want him to be as close to full strength as he possibly can be.
You see, this is why you listen to Shefty. Key, later on in the show, we're making certain picks, and I'm changing mine based on this information. I was going to take the under on yards.
I tried to give you the inside scoop.
I just think that there's so much talk about the elbow that's really over the top. It's just not really, I don't think, pertinent.
Look, Shefty knows this. Look, he wouldn't be out there tossing any footballs if the elbow was an issue at all. They don't mess around with $100 million quarterbacks in that investment if there was something seriously going on with the elbow. They just wouldn't have him out there messing around at all. And Shefty knows that. It's just not with the way teams operate.
Shefty, let's talk about a quarterback where the talk isn't over the top. Lamar Jackson sets a deadline for Friday.
Yeah.
What's the latest with that?
It's just fascinating, right? Like, you think about this. This guy's at practice. He's getting ready to play the opener against the New York Jets, and he has to decide, only he has to decide himself, in the next 24-plus hours, is he going to take a deal that's worth $200, $225, $250 million? Like, think about that. And if he doesn't, then he's playing this year on a one-year $23.6 million deal. He'll get franchised after this year while they continue to work towards a long-term extension. But he has a $200-plus million decision to make in the next 24 hours. Now,
sounds like he made it, right, Adam? Sounds like he already made it if they don't hit his number.
Well, what I was going to say to you is I think deep down in his heart, he knows what he's doing. Of course he knows what he's doing. When you're going through a negotiation like that with that much money, he has to know that he is going to take it or that he's not going to take it. I don't think he's all of a sudden going to change his mind here in the next 24 hours. Jay, what do you think?
No.
He knows what he's doing, right?
To me, it seems like it's almost masterful in a way. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, you should have an agent, you should have the right representation. And I understand that. But still understanding the money he's going to make this year if he gets franchise tag. It's like he's kind of set up with the market only going up, Shefty. Quarterbacks are only getting paid more.
But here's what I would say to that. And listen, last year I would have said he should have signed the deal, and I would have been wrong. He was right because the quarterback market exploded. But how much more is it going to go up? I know we'll get new deals, I would think, for Joe Burrow, for Justin Herbert. They have the Peugeot Stadium there in Cincinnati now that they're playing in. Justin Herbert's going to get a huge deal. And Deshaun Watson set the standard in terms of full guarantee. So all these guys are going to be going after these big contracts at a time where the TV money is going to be going up and up and up. And that's great. And so maybe Lamar can turn $45, $50 million a year into $55. But what are we talking about?
But that's the same thing I keep saying. Adam, I said it yesterday on our show on NFL Live, and I keep telling these guys. At some point, though, If it's 220, 205, 230, it's not going to be 350. It's not going to happen like that. The league is not going to jump that much in guaranteed money.
It might get to 350 a couple of years from now, but do you want to risk with your playing style, do you want to go out there and suffer some type of injury that would impact your ability to not only get to 350, but to get to the number that you were at?
Like, well, how about, I mean, you can make that same case for Dak Prescott, though. He still got paid after his injury. I'm just saying there are depending upon the injury, though, Shepard.
But would you not agree that Lamar relies more on his legs than Dak does?
Yes.
So, again, his legs are his currency.
You know something, though, Adam? To play the way Lamar does, you can't be thinking I might get injured. You have to be thinking I'm going to be successful. So maybe that mentality, right? That mentality is leading him down this path because I'm just like you. If he would have listened to me, he'd have lost at least $100 million, right?
Not taking it last year.
And if he does play on the franchise tags, he'll make in the next 3 years, this year, next year, next year, let's say $120 million, something like that. And then he'll sign a contract for $300 plus million. He'll make $400 million.
That is assuming that he never gets hurt.
Yeah. Or doesn't have a catastrophic career-changing injury. Yeah.
You know, I'm not taking that chance though, man. I can't. You cannot play. This is not Monopoly money. I understand that you want to be the highest paid at the position and all that. You got at some point though, you've got to set the ego part aside. And I understand, Adam. Yeah, at some point, 350, 2-3 years from now. That's 2-3 years from now. I'm talking about next season. Whatever the number is that he's going to get from them, it won't be so much more the following. Even if he won the Super Bowl, even if he won the Super Bowl MVP and the league MVP, they're not going to all of a sudden decide to give him in 2023 $300 million of guaranteed
money. I'll tell you what, if I'm Lamar Jackson, or I imagine he's thinking this, okay, forget about Pittsburgh. They don't have a quarterback like this at the moment. I'm in a certain division. This dude just got $230 guaranteed. I don't have any open civil cases against me. He's never won an MVP. This dude is going to get something like that, meaning Joe Burrow. I'm a month younger than he is, and I've accomplished so much more in my career as an individual. Why will I be the lowest paid guy in the division? I get it.
Who cares about that? Again,
exactly.
Whatever the money is right now, let's call it 225.
Yeah.
The children of his children's children are set up for life. You want to go for 350 when 225? Like,
I think he does.
Then that's his right. And again, as we said earlier, Max, he would have overruled us last year.
Yeah, right. I'm out of the giving him advice business. So how much do you think Zach Wilson's knee injury is gonna linger through the season? What are you hearing?
Well, the fact that he's not out there has got to be a little bit concerning right now. I don't think they're surprised by this. I think when he had the surgery, I think they offered up the timeline to be hopeful, to not have everybody be down. But they never said he was going to play. When we reported last month that he had the surgery, the plan was we said Joe Flacco is on track to start the opener. Well, guess what? Nothing's different. So now they're saying he's going to miss at least 3 weeks, and they're hopeful that he could be back for the Pittsburgh game in week 4. So we're talking about an extra 2 weeks. It's a knee on a young quarterback. I think they're just being careful. It's taking a little bit of time. It maybe isn't responding exactly the way that they would like. But I don't think it's something that right now you're saying, oh boy, this is going to be a problem all year long.
Shefty, I want to go back to the game that's happened tonight. You know, Bills at Rams. A player that played for the Rams last year got hurt in the Super Bowl, and OBJ.
Yeah.
Been reading all this stuff about, you know, could he sign with the Bills? Could he sign with the Rams? What do you think is going to happen with OBJ?
Well, I don't think we're going to see him until Thanksgiving with the knee injury. So he's a down-the-line guy, and he's a down-the-line guy that the Rams want to have, and I'm sure the Bills would like to add, and there is interest in him, but they recognize, teams do, that he's not going to be able to help them till later this season. And so I think they can sit back and see how their season's going. Odell Beckham Jr. can see how other team seasons are going. Remember last year, he picked the Rams because that was a situation he wanted to put himself in. He wanted to go play with a winner, and he loved it. And he won a Super Bowl. And so now he can see, what if the Rams did not have the type of start and season they wanted? Well, you know what? Maybe he's going to eliminate Los Angeles. What if all of a sudden Green Bay is having this great season, needs help? You know what? I'll go finish the season in Green Bay. So I think by not signing now, he's getting healthy. He gets to see who will want him. He gets to see what situation would be a one that I'd want to be in. I mean, he's going to get to pick. He's not going to put himself in a situation like he had in New York or Cleveland where his games in November and December don't mean anything.
He's AB without all the problems. He could determine. He's like the balance of power by the you know, later in the season, potentially. That is Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, host of the Adam Schefter podcast. You can, of course, follow him at Adam Schefter, as almost 10 million people do. Thanks, Schefty.
Thank you, guys. Happy Schefty, season.
My man.
What are the realistic expectations for Joe Flacco? And can Zach Wilson still be the guy for the New York Jets? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
The earliest he's going to be available is Pittsburgh. That's going to be the earliest.
Yeah, it's frustrating, of course. I mean, you want to be healthy as much as possible. And
you have got to be freaking kidding me. Oh, my God. I don't get a break. Someone come hug me. I need a hug because this is just ridiculous. Zach's not back till week 4 at earliest.
What's going on?
He's not on PUP. Oh, for crying out loud. I just can't take this.
And look who it is in studio, in the flesh. Usually he's yards away from here.
Very elated
Mike
today,
Greenberg.
Joe Flacco getting the start, huh?
Host of Greeny.
I had a golf cart
Ghetto.
Bring me over, Max, from Studio One.
Yes. Host of Greeny. You can hear Greeny right after this show. Get Up. You can see Get Up. You know, in how many? I don't have my watch on. In, what is it?
Wait a
28
minute. I'm
minutes?
Seeing two guys. Yeah, which one is Max Kellerman? Hmm.
They say that we look alike, Greeny.
Well, you know, we all look alike.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Well, no, that's not true.
All of us born on August 6th.
Yes, August 6th. We have the same birthday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Unfortunately, I'm 7 years older than you are.
Six, what? I think. How old are you? I'm 49.
Okay, six years. Sorry. Yeah, six years. I cheated us a year.
You look younger.
I'm just trying to do anything I can to avoid talking about Zach Wilson. Can you tell? I'm stalling before the Zach Wilson questions begin.
Greeny. Jets fans, yeah. Notoriously worry because you've gotten a lot of bad news through the years. What's going on? What are you feeling about Zach Wilson's name?
I'm feeling terrible. So here's what I... So there's two separate answers to the question. I want to read you a text that I got. So one of my good friends with whom I play fantasy football is a physical therapist. And he was listening when I went through that wasn't really a rant yesterday on the air. It was more of like an emotional breakdown when I got the news that not only is Zach Wilson not starting week one, which I wasn't expecting and wasn't in favor of, but, of course, that the earliest he may be back, is week 4. And so I went through, you know, the various stages of grief there. And so my friend Alex texted me, 8 weeks post-op is a perfectly normal timeline and is safe, especially if this is a previously unstable knee given his PCL last year. It shows they're thinking more than about winning now, but rather actually doing the right thing for him. So I understand, intellectually, I understand this is probably the right thing, but I think any football fan will understand that you wait. What has it been? I think we're going to open Get Up today by saying it's been 207 days since the last NFL game was played. The last time the Jets played a meaningful one was well over 300 days ago. So, and by that, I mean they were their games stopped having meaning sometime in the middle of October, probably last year. So you wait, and it starts with this. It starts with Joe Flacco. The Jets are trying to develop a quarterback, and for all of the improvements that hopefully they've made with the really good draft and some of the free agent acquisitions, and hopefully the coach figuring out some idea about what he's doing in his second year, the only thing that really matters, or it matters so disproportionately to everything else that it's practically the only thing that matters, is that they develop this kid and they turn him into a great quarterback, which he has been drafted to be. And the fact that at least the first half of this season is now guaranteed to be tied up in, is he really healthy? Is he ready? Has he had enough practice? Is the knee stable? It's just depressing.
Does it remind you of Sam Darnold all over again to a degree? I mean, well, he had an injury earlier in his career, and it's like he never really got a chance.
He never had a chance. Yeah. No, look, more young quarterbacks in the NFL are ruined than developed. That's 100% true. Look at Josh Allen. Look at the player who's going to be on the field tonight, Key. Josh Allen is the perfect example of organizational success. Now, first and foremost, give him credit because he obviously worked his behind off to be where he is right now and has done everything right. But they also did everything right. They brought him along at the right pace. They didn't put too much on his plate. It was once described to me as like if you go to a picnic and you have a paper plate and you put some stuff on it and it holds up just fine. You know, you put a little chicken on there. Then all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to put some potatoes on there and it starts getting kind of wobbly. And then you put the vegetables and the whole thing comes apart. If you just sort of put enough on the plate until it can hold more, and then you just keep building and building and building at the appropriate pace, you wind up with Josh Allen, which is you have an MVP caliber player who was taken in the same draft as the aforementioned Sam Darnold, and is now your team is going to be a contender for the next 15 years.
Mike,
but here's what I would
say. Go ahead, Keith.
Here's what I would say, though, Mike.
Yeah.
So that you know this, you've been watching and covering these things for Lord knows how long. Look at the body. Look at the body of Josh Allen and look at the frame and the body of Zach Wilson. There's a reason the NFL is a big man sport. It's not a small guy sport. You get too many of these little guys, they get hurt.
You wouldn't
the easiest
make it in
things,
professional
they fall
football.
Apart, all of those sort of things. Now, look, that's not to say that Zach Wilson won't turn into a great quarterback in the future. But when you go and you look at the history of where he's been at BYU in little bitty ticky-tack injuries, things of that nature, there's always cause for a concern for a guy like this with this body stature to hold up in the National Football League on an injury. Nobody touched him. Nobody even touched him. And so I always caution against smaller guys at certain positions. And when you start to look at guys like a Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, who's thick. Patrick Mahomes is not 6'5", mm-hmm. but he's a thickie. And so when you look at that, that's what you want. Narrow shoulders and small frames just don't last very long in a National Football League, whether you get hit or not. The wear and tear on your body is just a lot. And I think he had a lot of wear and tear on his body at BYU, and you can see the results of it over the last year and a half with the New York Jets.
Well, you're definitively not making me feel better, but I don't disagree with what you're saying. And the only issue I have with you, Key, is where the heck were you before they took him number two overall in a draft?
I probably was doing Get Up with you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we should have talked. It sounds to me like you're suggesting that someone should have talked them out of it. And you're probably right, but it is infinitely too late for that now. So all I can do is hope for the best. And it has started out about as badly as it possibly could.
Look, I'm a Giants fan. I was hoping for the best with Daniel Jones, and that was a reach at 6 even at the time. Wasn't happy about it, but then you root for your guy, whatever. At a certain point, what I realize is if you're drafting second overall, you want to, the guy should make the Hall of Fame one day, right? Like, you don't want to know that he can eventually be a nice little quarterback. You want Justin Herbert if you can get him, or Stafford or someone like that. Patrick Mahomes if, you know, the stars are aligned. Where are you now with your guy who came on in the second half of the season, presuming he can eventually stay healthy? Have you put a ceiling on his talent at maybe he can be good? Do you still think maybe he can be great? What do you see as a fan?
I see an organization that has just not gotten it right around this position so many times consecutively now that I have no faith whatsoever that that is going to change. If Zach Wilson had been drafted where Trey Lance was drafted, I think this would be an entirely different conversation. If Mac Jones had been drafted where Zach Wilson was drafted last year, he wouldn't have had the season that he had. The Jets need to get this right. They put him in a position last year in which no one was going to succeed. They did everything they could to destroy Sam Darnold, and he has been destroyed. And now I'm extraordinarily worried the same thing is happening to Zach. Now, in this particular case, to Keyshawn's point, it's a non-contact injury. I'm not blaming the Jets organization for that. And I do think they've gotten some of the right pieces in place around him. They've put weapons
good
around
draft.
Him. They've got two good running backs now, I think. The injury, Mekhi Becton, I think, is just going to wind up being a complete bust and disaster that you probably should have seen coming, because the opposite of Zach Wilson, who's too small, is guys like Mekhi Becton, who's too big, right? So do I think that under the right circumstances, he might still turn out to be a terrific player? Yeah. Let's hope that they are able to create some semblance of the right circumstances.
As a Giants fan, I know it's like it's drafting and then development. Drafting and development. No matter who you draft, if it's a bad organization, almost no matter who, it doesn't wind up great. That is Mike Greenberg. Ladies and gentlemen, Greeny will be hosting Get Up in moments, and we'll be back on the radio at 10 a.m.
Yes, sir.
All right, Greeny.
Good to see you guys.
Always.
You too, brother.
we are all, well, let me say this first. Matthew Stafford's elbow, according to Adam Schefter, according to Keyshawn Johnson, maybe I shouldn't be that concerned. It's what I'm going to be looking at tonight, though.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay on Thursday.
Guys.
Yes, that is us.
KJM Monday Parlay, Thursday edition today. Shannon, you got something to say about this?
Yeah, so we're looking at tonight's game. The Buffalo Bills are 2.5-point favorite at the Los Angeles Rams. So what we're going to do is each of you guys are going to give us a parlay, something that we should be looking at for tonight's game. So the order, Jay, we'll start with you. Keyshawn, you will give your parlay, and then Max, we'll finish up with you. So Jay, you can go first. What's your parlay for tonight? What should we be looking at?
My one's going to be the over-under at 52. I'm going to go over here. I just think that Josh Allen's going to be prolific. The Bills ranked third last year in points per game at 29.8. The Rams were at sixth with 27 points per game. I think both offenses are going to be hitting on high levels. You talk about additions of Allen Robinson kind of replacing OBJ. Cam Akers back for the Rams. I think they have one of the best offenses. Combined with Josh Allen, the way he uses his feet and Stephon Diggs and company, I'm going to go with the over.
All right. Key, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs over on the yardage. I think his number right now, what is it, 67 yards. What did you say? 68.5. I'm going to go over. And the reason I'm going over here is because I don't believe Jalen Ramsey will travel with Stephon Diggs the entire game. They will not match him up player for player. I think when you look at the situation that Raheem likes to do, he likes to make sure that the guys are in a position of comfort. And early in the season especially, and I think Stephon Diggs, because they'll fall behind, they'll have to somehow figure out how to get back in it, they'll throw the ball all over the lot, and that 68 will be a higher number.
Key, just FYI on your point, last time they played, Ramsey held Diggs to 4 catches for 49 yards. So I would agree with you on that and over. I like it.
So I changed mine. I was going to take the under on Stafford's yards, 274.5 yards, because if you think about the course of a season, if you average that per game, you're almost at 4,700 yards. But there are going to be some defenses that are tougher than others, and even though Tre'Davious White's not playing, I think the Bills have a good defense. They had the best defense in the league last year across a whole bunch of, like, at all, you know, all kinds of stats point to that, but certainly a top three defense. And so I figured, all right, you know what? the Rams, the outside zone blocking and all this, they'll run it more than people realize. But now that was partly based on the fact that Matthew Stafford, all offseason we heard about the elbow. Is it going to be okay? That's the big question. Adam Schefter was on here saying he feels better than he did at this time last year. Key is telling me don't worry about the elbow. Tre'Davious White is hurt. I'm going to take the over on yards, 274.5 yards for Matthew Stafford. I'm flipping. I was going to take the under, but instead with this Schefter news and everything, I'm taking the over.
I think you should go with your gut.
That is his gut.
No, his gut was originally the under there.
Yeah, but then there was more information that came out.
Just that his elbow was okay?
Shefty was just on this show. He tweeted it out. He came on. He, you know, gave me more information.
Shefty's been saying that, though.
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
This is new, that he feels better than he did at this time last year, all that stuff.
All right. I could have told you that.
Don't mess up. Hey, Yates, you know, there's always one that mess up to parlay.
It's always one.
Kind of feel like it may be Max on this one. We'll see.
No, I think Matthew Stafford will be a 300-yard passer in this game.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be his 276.
I think he'll be 300.
Why?
Because that's just the, you know, it's the Rams and Sean McVay. They got toys to play with. They're going to push the ball down the field. The back end of the Buffalo Bills secondary is kind of banged up right now. You take advantage of that. You got a new toy in Allen Robinson that'll probably give you a buck and some change.
Jay, you took the over for total points. So there's another reason they're going to be throwing it around.
Yeah, they're going to be throwing they're going to throw the ball around. There's no question about it. This is what they want to do. They don't, you know, this is exactly what they want to do. You got new toys at your disposal. Cooper Kupp, they want to make sure to feature him. They're going to make sure to feature Allen Robinson. So as they get going into the season, everybody's not concentrating on Cooper Kupp. I wouldn't be shocked if both of these dudes are over 100 yards and then everybody else pitches in to get him close to 300.
Mm. All right, I just think the running game is something that you guys are overlooking with Cam Akers coming back and what their running game was last year without him. I just think you guys are overlooking that.
Jay, I was thinking Cam Akers originally. Yep.
Right. Cam Akers will still be an important part of what they do. It's going to be very tough to run the ball on this particular team in the first place, though.
Right, because up front, they're not hurt. And they brought, you know, yeah.
Absolutely.
How do the Rams manage Matthew? Do they do anything different, Key? First of all, this is how
nothing wrong with them, though.
Well, I want you have surgery on a part of your body,
Max,
you know.
Max, I just want you for once, man, to stop taking the cheese. That's all. Just because a coach says, well, you know, we're sitting the guy down, he's resting it up, doesn't mean the guy is a broken toy.
I got three kids at private school. Taking the cheese is how I put them through private
school. Yeah, I don't think your kids have to worry about whether or not their tuition is going to get paid for, Max. You can sell that to somebody else.
What about you? What about you, Jay?
What about me?
How's your elbow? No, what do you think about Stafford?
I'm worried about my knee.
Do they need to do something special for Stafford's elbow? Or just regular business as usual?
Guys in a $60 million penthouse talking about private school. Come on, give me a break.
$60 million penthouse.
Look, there it is. Oh, my God. They went straight to the shot of Max's
penthouse. Yeah, with a helicopter pad on the top. That's mine.
Wow.
It's called a helipad.
See? I don't know those things, Jay. But I know you don't either. You're probably guessing. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, back after this.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.